What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Good Morning Podcast, or as of now, since it's 7:17, it's actually the Good Night Podcast. I'm AK. I'm not going to reveal my real name. You can call me AK or AK Awesome Gamer. First episode of the Good Morning Podcast. Woo! I'm here today with Red.
Hi, I'm Red. I'm not going to reveal my real name for obvious purposes, and so I'm just a guest on this this podcast. For you can see me in some of AK Awesome Gamer's awesome YouTuber.
Yeah,
you're seeing me in some of his videos.
I'll do my channel on screen right now, the name for it. So today in the podcast, we will either be spilling the tea, talking about drama, new things that have been going on, things in our life. Or, updates on stuff. Usually this would be in the morning. Today it's just 7:18 p.m. Because, why can't I say it? Can you please? Because,
what are you trying to say?
Crap. Because we were late. Because we were late to making it. We had to get it all set up and everything.
Woo!
Right here I have a golden microphone. It's an M30. Golden microphone from Japan. Isn't that awesome? The setup is basically my room. It's nothing cool, really. Also, go on Instagram and find me at akawesomegameryt. Anyways, so what do you want to do? You wanna spill tea, or you wanna do drama? Maybe.
One of the trending facts is that Miley Cyrus confirms her wedding to Liam Hemsworth with touching photos that you can find online.
Oh my god. Okay, let me see. Let's talk about that. Trending, okay. Welcome to Apple News, no one really cares. The best stories for the sources you love, selected just for you. Don't know. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
So, do you have some really touching photos? So, after meeting nearly a decade ago, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth were officially wed. Ooh. After their rumored wedding on Sunday night, the singer, 26, posted two sweet photos from the...
From the what? Let me see. Hold on. I can't even read it. From her social media accounts. In one snap, Cyrus and Hemsworth, 28, are all dressed up in their wedding best. A floor-length white gown for her and a black tux for him. Oh my god. As they share a smooch, and in two other photos, the actor has his arms wrapped around Cyrus' waist. Ooh. As they share a quiet moment together in front of what appears to be an altar ordered with roses and baby's breath. Okay, so it seems that Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are getting married.
Does
it say they're married? Did they just get married?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus confirms wedding to Liam Hemsworth.
So they're newlyweds now.
Yeah. So they just got I'm stuffy. They just got married, I guess.
On the second topic of the night, Trump and First Lady make a secret trip to Iraq to visit U.S. troops.
Hold on. Talk about that in a second. I'm gonna go back to that Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. I don't know about anyone else, but I haven't heard from Miley Cyrus. Like, I haven't heard anything about her in about 2 years. I mean, honestly, I haven't even listened to a song. I haven't heard about her. I haven't heard any drama with her.
Because she's out of date.
Yeah, true. No one really listens to her anymore. I'm sorry if that angers some fans. I mean, honestly, I'm just not a fan. I can't say that I am. I cannot say that I will ever be really a fan. But on that topic, not on that topic, actually. Just a little sound for there. Let's go to that Trump in Iraq. So Trump's what? Meeting troops in Iraq?
So President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump traveled to Iraq to visit U.S. troops on the day after Christmas, an unannounced trip about which the president nonetheless has been hinting for some time. The troops' arrival at Al Assad Air Base followed the president's recent orders to pull back on U.S. troop deployments. Elsewhere, orders that they have come under intense security. The trip to Iraq was announced on Twitter by press Secretary Sarah Sanders. It is the president's first such visit since taking off nearly 2 years ago. The president and the first lady spent about 3 hours at Al-Asada in western Iraq. Trump delivered a speech and defended his decision to withdraw American forces from Syria. Trump described how he gave commanders multiple 6 months.
Hold on, you read it. Hold on, yeah, give me one more time. 6 months. Oh god, this is long. I think I'm just gonna
just skip to the bottom.
So what I'm getting from this is that I guess Trump visits some people, some troops in Iraq. So usually I would say this is supposed to be like some light show, but it's trending number two. So what was there for 3 hours there? He was thinking about taking them out of Iraq. Or?
So for a few days, Trump was actually thinking about taking troops out of Syria.
Yeah.
Or however you pronounce it. Sorry.
Syria.
I don't know how to say it, but so Whoosh. He was thinking about taking some troops out. So after seeing, I think he decided that it would be better to just leave them in after seeing what Iraq is like.
Okay. Well, thanks for the information. I'm gonna give that a rating of not very happy and not very nice. I'm just gonna say let's move to something lighter.
Okay, so this is actually about a SpaceX rocket.
Okay. Is it that one about the car that got launched out or something? What?
So
let me see. Here. You're
I don't know.
What? Okay. SpaceX. Yeah, I know. I saw it. SpaceX. Hold on. Yes, it's getting very boring.
Sorry, it might be a false ad on the phone. Sorry. Oh, I still haven't worked out the kinks because I just got it yesterday on Christmas. Anyway, so I just want to say Merry Christmas from me and AK. I hope all of you have a very Merry Christmas.
This is 7 minutes long. Let's make it a little longer. Let's do something fun here. Let's maybe sing a song. I don't know, something like that. What do you want to do?
So, what would you usually do on a Good Morning podcast?
Well, usually we'd eat waffles and talk about all the stuff. That's what we do on the YouTube channel version of it. But we just don't do that anymore. We don't do those. I would say actually that we should. Okay. I want to get. You want to sing a song? Here, hold on.
That's just sad.
What was it that we were using again for, Rave 1? I want to say it is.
Oh, that's bad.
That was really weird. I'm just gonna stop right there. We just need some China 2 music, 51. Feeling...
So, if you would like.
Oh my god, this is getting boring. Let's play Truth or Truce, otherwise known as Spilling the Tea. So first off, I'm gonna go with you. So I'm going around. So I've heard that maybe you have a crush on Ash Ketchum.
Okay, what? So first of all, I was in third grade.
Explain. No. You were in the first time I saw was in fourth grade. She had a bunch of pictures of Ash Ketchum.
So first of all, I got those pictures in third grade. Because I had a crush on him in third grade. Third grade.
And you still had them in fourth grade, and you were all trying to hide them. You were trying to hide them from me. I know you were.
Yeah, because I'm embarrassed of them now.
You're embarrassed of them now. You still have a crush on him. I know you.
No, I don't. I have a crush on someone else.
Oh, who do you have a crush on?
None of your business.
Well, I need to know. We gotta spill the tea here, buddy.
Why don't you spill the tea that you like Gary Gona?
Gary Gona? Who's Gary Gona?
Ariana.
I don't think anyone knows who that is. And have you seen how much we hate each other?
Yeah, it just shows how much more you like each other.
Honestly, she's annoying. That's all I can say. I thought she was just some annoying smart kid, I guess, at first, but then she started acting all weird for some reason. Like, you know how she's been getting in trouble a lot more?
Yeah.
That's out of the blue. Because, like, ever since I've known her, she's never gotten in trouble. She's always that grade A suck-up. Yeah, shout out to Ariana, don't at me. She was always the grade A suck-up who would always do everything for her teacher. She would always get A's and B's, never do anything wrong, never get in trouble. And then ever since fourth grade, she's literally gone, like, downhill. I don't know what happened, but she's gone downhill, and she's... Like, she keeps on getting...
So, they don't know who Ariana is, but Ariana is a kid.
They don't. She's a kid at our school, and, she actually, at one point in our class, she's not in your class. Wait, you're not in our class. I can't remember anymore, for some reason. You're not in our class, no.
No.
No, you're in, you're Miss Trout.
I'm not Miss Trout.
You're Mercer Ruiz's.
Shh.
Oh, they don't know who that is.
Too much information.
No, but in my class, actually, she was moved to another seat for a little bit. To, like, that front seat.
So was I.
Spilling the tea here.
So let's spill this tea some other time.
Yeah, we'll spill some different tea right now. How about we spill some milk instead?
So, have you heard that the government is actually... There's no end in sight to the government shutdown?
Okay, that just got out of hand very quickly. Let's spill the tea about something a little lighter. Actually, you know what, we tried...
Happier?
We tried spilling the milk, which was pretty dark. We tried spilling the tea, which was just too invasive. Let's spill some apple juice. Spill some apple juice.
Some apple juice, something different?
Yeah. Some secrets that
some
are a little
Beyonce,
lighter.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We could do Beyonce or Fortnite.
Ah, Fortnite, the legend itself, the one that literally...
The one that ruins people's lives.
It makes me want to throw up right now, but sure, let's spill the tea about Fortnite. Spill the apple juice about Fortnite.
So all you gamers out there, this is for you. How Fortnite conquered gaming and main system cultures like it before it.
What? Hold on,
let me
see
that. Like it before it.
Let me see that. Is this even spilling the tea? Like few before it. This is talking about oh my god. I'm gonna go back and see if I can find a different story. That's
so Fortnite's basically for all you gamers or that people that are not gamers. Fortnite is, sorry gamers, a stupid game that has no meaning in life.
It has no meaning. I'm so sorry gamers that you had to hear that.
Gamers, don't listen. All you people that don't like Fortnite or that are not gamers, Fortnite sucks, and don't ever play.
Let's see. New faces of the government. Oh my god. A year in quotes. I too have a... Hold on, wait. Statement. A quote from Trump. I too have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works. Oh my god.
So basically what they're talking about there is that Trump is trying to build a nuclear bomb, or was going to build a nuclear bomb on...
Let me see. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's not for the...
That's not for the podcast, no.
That's not.
So Trump was planning on sending a nuclear bomb over to some country. I can't remember exactly where. But he was planning on sending a nuclear bomb
to,
like...
It was Iraq. It was Iraq.
Iraq.
Because they were talking about...
Which was... This is why he was trying to evacuate troops. But then the bomb got canceled, so he decided not to evacuate troops from Syria.
Okay, let's see, an individual...
Under doing the conditions, of course.
Oh my God, okay. I really don't care, do you? Oh my God. When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Who said that? Kanye West.
Kanye, you need to get a life. When you've heard for slavery for 400 years, you need to do something about it.
Boy, you want all power. God, I hope you'll never get it. From Lindsey Graham or something. Into oh my God. Apparently someone named Nancy Pelosi said...
Oh, she ran for something. I don't know what, but
you
Nancy
get,
Pelosi...
You get into a tinkle contest with a skunk. You get tinkle all over you. Basically saying you get in a pee contest with a skunk. You get pee all over you. What a podcast. We're 16 minutes in. We're about to be 17 because of the time.
Nancy Pelosi introduces world to new idiom. Tinkle contest with the skunk.
So okay, I think I'm going to end that podcast here. So we're about to be at 17 minutes.
Good video.
That was a pretty good podcast. Well, we hope to see you in the other podcast. Make sure to go back and... find that screen. You know what, just I'll leave it in the description or something. Go check out the channel AK Awesome Gamer. Go to Instagram at AK Awesome Gamer YT. I'll put that in the description as well. Hope you like the podcast. Tune in for the next episode. It comes out next Sunday. Yeah, have a nice one.
Goodbye.
Bye.